The first and most important thing is, I think, to stress is how important your role is as trustees. I think it's less than 40% of Canadians have workplace pension plans, and these are pension plans that our brothers and sisters in the past had fought really hard to achieve, and they're coming under increased attack and pressure. And so you've got an incredible responsibility in dealing with a really complicated area to try and defend those pension plans. The proportion with defined benefit pension plans, which is the best type of pension plan, as you know, is also shrinking in a big way. It's also a really important time in terms of the future of pensions. This has been an incredibly tumultuous time in terms of the economy, and the biggest impact, particularly initially, has been on pension plans. There was the drop in the stock market of about 50% last year had an incredible impact on pension plans. And this has come on top of a time in which there was increased pressure, as you all know, on defined benefit pension plans. And the interesting thing that I think that you and the rest of us have observed is that defined benefit pension plans came out of this economic and financial crisis looking pretty good compared to DC plans or to RRSP plans. So after a number of years of attack on defined benefit pension plans about how they would not be affordable and everything else, I think the public and policymakers have realized a lot of the benefits of defined benefit pension plans, and particularly when they're well managed. A number of studies by even people who are not completely in favor of defined benefit pension plans have shown how much more efficient they can be run, particularly than individual DC plans. Pension funds have recovered better than expected over the past year. There's been a pretty strong bump up in terms of equity markets and in terms of the stock exchange. It hasn't quite recovered to the highs that it had reached before this crisis, but they've recovered pretty well. But at the same time, the financial and economic crisis has focused attention on the need for positive pension reforms, and there's been incredible attention. I mean, I don't remember, maybe it's just because I'm older, but I don't remember this level of attention paid to pension reform in the past or to the problems of pension plans. And there's been an intense period of discussion about the health of the pension system in Canada with many different proposals, which you're going to hear about later here. I think it's difficult just to keep track on them. And I know that Nancy and Natish and Joel and others have just been run off their feet trying to keep up both with dealing with our members' issues, but also with those issues. So while that means that there's a lot of focus on these reforms at this time, you also need to be aware of both the short-term and long-term trends that are going to affect the health of the pension fund. What we're likely to see, I've passed out some slides, we're going to have a period of lower public sector job growth over the next coming period. I think it was going to come anyhow. Because of the recession and because of mounting deficits, governments are definitely going to cut back. We've been through a period just in the past decade of almost exceptional public sector job growth. If you look at the first chart that I've got in the slide there, I did some averages, and the past decade it's been about 2.5% job growth. The previous decade it was below zero, and the long-term average is closer to 1% in terms of that. Now, we've had really strong job growth just recently, partly because there were such severe cuts in the 1990s. But we have to expect lower job growth in the public sector, which means most of the pension plans. I'm not saying it's going to be negative or close to zero, but it's likely to get down closer to its long-term trend of about 1%. That's one trend. Of course, it'll vary by sector, so that's one issue to look out for. In terms of earning growth, we're also likely to have lower earning growth, particularly in the public sector. Over the next few years, as governments cut back, I think that we're all ready for that. Now, that's going to have a number of different impacts in terms of your pension plans. It means that the obligations won't be growing at as high a rate, but it also means that the revenues won't be growing as quickly. Inflation has come down a lot. If you look at the fourth slide there, you'll see how much lower inflation has been. We've had extremely low inflation just over the past year. It's likely to inch back up towards 2%, maybe a little bit higher, and then stay at around 2% for a little while. So that also has major implications in terms of your pension plans as well, and in terms of the forecasting in those areas. In terms of interest rates and the stock exchange, we've gone through a period of record low short-term interest rates. They've never been this low. They would be at zero if they could be at zero, or some countries have actually made them slightly negative. It doesn't really do all that much, but they are record low, and for the short term, they don't have anywhere to go but up. I know a lot of pension funds like to have a little bit higher interest rates so that they can have higher returns. Well, that's going to help out a little bit in that way. But higher interest rates are also going to slow down the economy in another way. Longer term rates, and I illustrate that, it's a little bit hard to see on this, by the 10-year Canada bond rate, are going to be going up a little bit too, but not to the same degree. There's going to be a bit more of a flattening of what they call the yield curve as well. In terms of equities, stocks, another big area for pension fund investments, there's been a big bounce back of the stock markets, particularly in Canada. There's a lot of questions of whether this type of rally can continue. Some people say that it's overpriced. Some people say that there's still a little bit of room to grow. That all depends on what governments do in terms of government policy and a number of other factors as well. I don't think we can predict with certainty about that. So, in conclusion, I'd say we've been through a very tumultuous time, but this is also a very crucial time in terms of pension plans, because the types of reforms that are going to be made now, both in terms of defined benefit pension plans, but also in terms of public pension plans, and that's the other thing that this crisis has proved, the worth of public pension plans such as the CPP and the QPP. It's a really crucial time in terms of that. And if we can strengthen those public pension plans, it's going to make your job a lot easier in a whole lot of different ways. So that's a little bit of a summary on the economic side. I can't give you all the answers, obviously. But I think you have to look at the broad picture. And that's why this is such an important time and your role is so important at this stage in terms of the future of our members' pensions.